said child molesting.
That's right.
Dirty ass crackers behind you,
right,
with a red Make America Great hat again on.
A bunch of incest babies. That's right. A bunch of babies made out of incest.
That's right. Here come Gad. Here come Gad. Here come Gad.
Nick Sandman, that now famous Covington, Kentucky teen that stood his ground and remained calm in the face of leftist lunacy, has a legal team filing hundreds of lawsuits against the media mob and celebrities that denigrated his family, his school, his fellow classmates, and himself for merely being a supporter of the sitting president and being at the wrong place at the wrong time. The Washington Post faces a $250 million judgment, and more are to quickly follow for defamation on a scale that can only be attributed to mental illness or Trump derangement syndrome.
You would expect that the mainstream media would be responsible enough to pause, recognize they're dealing with a student, investigate, and make sure that they have the facts accurate, that the story that they tell is accurate. But they didn't pause when it came to Nicholas, because they wanted to rush out and they wanted to jump into the mob, give the mob a megaphone so that they could attack this boy because he was white, he's Catholic, and he was wearing a Make America Great Again cap. If Nicholas had not purchased that souvenir cap that day at the mall, if he was not wearing it, none of us would know who Nicholas Sandman is.
The millennial Twitter hordes, who recently targeted an Austin, Texas kid for selling hot chocolate to support President Trump's border wall.
I was against helping Donald Trump, and then I saw the State of the Union address, and I wanted to help him.
He just said, "Dad, I want to do a stand to help Trump raise money for the wall."
Some people are mad and calling me a little Hitler and stuff, and then some people are really happy.
We are obviously conservative, so we have certain news stations on, and he hears what we talk about at the dinner table.
Somehow it's gotten skewed to think that we're teaching our son to hate, and I don't understand where that comes from.
Well, I like all people.
But I think it's important that they know what's going on in the world, where we stand, what we believe in.
After the local CBS affiliate posted the report to their Twitter feed, the mob piled on, posting a child being thrown off a cliff, another being thrown into a fire, and another posted a wrestler destroying a kid in his living room, a public celebration of child abuse. The moronic millennial horde called for the kid and his parents to be fined for not having a permit, which he didn't need. Also for his parents to be arrested. All of this on the local CBS affiliate's Twitter page. Twitter allows threats of violence of children from leftist mobs, regardless of their supposed rules. The sad truth? Millennials aren't really to blame. They've been indoctrinated by a scourge of Marxist anti-American re-education that has total control of the American school system from the bottom up. Suckered into trading their individual freedoms for temporary triggers, harboring pseudo-sycophantic ideals that only exist in the propaganda they have been spoon-fed. When was the last time you checked your tyranny watch? Because we are way past midnight.
Who is you? Hey!
Oh my God!
Oh, get off of me! You're not arresting me for nothing!
Most of us assume that our rights, harboring this supposed ethical American society, is like a rock that can't be moved, when in reality that boulder is being pushed over a cliff inch by inch, bit by bit every day.
Obama put an internet kill switch in, where only selective sites will be allowed to be heard, selective groups, where the internet is only a few channels. Wherever you go, you're basically fed the same thing. And this is internet kill switch where now Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, all of them are announcing, we will not let Trump, Republicans, or any of his supporters, where they already have keywords blocked, say he won or debate it or show numbers that he really won.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patriots' choice and globalists' dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host this evening, Chase Geiser. I will be on the air for the next 3 hours and 54 minutes. In the final hour of the show today, we will be taking your calls because there is so much news for us to talk about. Breaking news this week, prosecutors say Hunter Biden was bribed by a Romanian oligarch. And this is exciting because finally prosecutors are admitting what has happened, what has been going on, and admitting how it is connected directly to the Biden regime and administration. It's not just the president's son who is responsible for this corruption, but it is a conspiracy that the president himself was involved in when he was the vice president of the United States. But it is exceedingly frustrating because this is information that our government has had for years. Since even before the last election cycle was complete, this information was information that the government had. And frankly, before I was anybody online, I just simply had a podcast, a small podcast. I had the great Jack Maxey on the podcast. He was one of the first people when he worked for Steve Bannon to have access to the laptop from hell, to have scoured the contents of the laptop from hell, and to have told me about this relationship with this Romanian oligarch. So we're going to run some clips here. I want to go to clip 46 first. This is prosecutors explaining this bribery corruption between Hunter Biden and the Romanian oligarch. Clip number 46.
It's not a new charge, but it is a new claim that the special counsel is making in a new court filing tied to Hunter Biden's tax case that's scheduled to go to trial next month in California. And the claim is that Hunter Biden was doing not illegal foreign lobbying, but something for about $1 million that he took from this Romanian real estate tycoon who wanted Hunter Biden to intervene and get the U.S. government to intervene in this corruption battle he was facing in his home country. The special counsel does not allege that Hunter Biden did anything wrong. They say it's evidence that his mind was clear at the time he failed to pay his taxes, where, of course, Hunter Biden said his mind was not clear because he was deep in the throes of drug addiction.
So Hunter Biden was given money by a Romanian oligarch to influence U.S. policy when his father was vice president, according to a new filing in the tax case against the president's son, as written by Raw Egg Nationalist on InfoWars.com. The court filing was made on Wednesday, alleges that Hunter Biden and a business associate took more than $3 million from Gabriel Popoviciu, a Romanian oligarch who sought to influence U.S. policy when Joe Biden was vice president in 2015. Now, according to the prosecutors, Hunter Biden and his business associates were concerned that lobbying work might cause political ramifications for the defendant's father, so they structured the deal in order to conceal the true nature of the work he was performing. Now, this is clip number 80 of a small podcast that I did with Jack Maxey 2 years ago where this information was revealed. Clip number 80 here.
What happens is Hunter has a corrupt oligarch in Romania, a criminal. And the reason Hunter is friends with this guy and the reason Hunter has a business relationship with this guy, like very many of these criminals around the world, I believe it was the Chinese set it up. And this guy's going to help grease the skids for the sale of the Ploiești oil fields in Romania. Very small oil field by today's standards. But if you remember World War II, Ploiești oil fields were the last source of oil, gasoline, etc. for the Nazi regime. More probably Army Air Corps men were killed bombing that airfield than were killed bombing Berlin.
American air power operating from North Africa made a daring but costly attack upon the Romanian refineries.
75 years later, Hunter's trying to sell that to the communist Chinese, that blood-soaked soil of our patriots, of our grandfathers, to the communist Chinese.
Now, this is the motif of leftist policy. This reoccurring theme that it's okay to sell out the interests of the American people, regardless of how many American soldiers have died defending the interests of the American people, regardless of how many American soldiers have died defending literal oil fields that are now just for sale to the CCP, apparently, through Romanian oligarchs in order to monetize the influence peddling that was possible when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States and his son Hunter was traveling all over the world making deals with corrupt oligarchs. This is just one example of that in exchange for meetings with the president of the United States, with the vice president of the United States. This level of corruption, I know it's old news, and I know that Joe Biden isn't running anymore, but if you think that there's a difference between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, then you should really consider your position again. You should really reconsider, because they are exactly the same. The only difference is that Kamala Harris is not suffering from dementia or cognitive decline. She is every bit as stupid and corrupt as Joe Biden, every bit as capable and willing to sacrifice the wants, interests, and needs of the American people for the sake of her own political gain. And we're going to get into the clips today. Her bragging about how with the stroke of a pen, for example, she could charge anybody in the state of California with a misdemeanor and just wreck their lives, cause them humiliation, force them to be arrested, make them stand in line at court. She's bragging about her power. She's obviously drunk with her power. And though Joe Biden isn't running for office again, and though he's probably not even going to be president of the United States for very much longer, and though Hunter Biden is technically just the son of the president of the United States, and was only the son of the vice president of the United States 10 years ago, this level of corruption has saturated the entire leftist political class at the highest levels. The only difference is we happen to have a crackhead's laptop to prove what one family was doing specifically. But this is not just a fluke example of corruption among the left. This is something that leaders in the left and the right, members of our political class, this is the type of corruption that has been going on for decades. The only difference is we have all of the evidence proving the extent of this depravity with the Biden administration. And now it's gotten to a point where the leftists have succeeded to such an extent in their brainwashing of the American people that they can even admit their own corruption, admit their own political coups without having any ramifications or accountability whatsoever. Without any pressure being brought to them by their own voters, by their own base. I mean, they stole the election in 2016 from Bernie, the primary election. Very little accountability there. And now they've stolen the election again from Joe Biden, who is technically supposed to be the nominee. No accountability there. Kamala Harris has zero votes that have supported her as the candidate based on this Democratic primary. And now we have Pelosi bragging about being responsible for this coup in clip number 22, which I'll call in a minute. And we have Joe Biden even admitting that he was forced out of the race himself. So the Democrats are even admitting that there was a blackmail conspiracy waged against the Biden administration in order to place Kamala in as the candidate, despite the fact that she had no support in the primary, no votes in the primary. And Democrats are acting like this is just so exciting to have Kamala Harris as the candidate. This is just such great news. They are so brainwashed that they say yes, daddy, every time they get slapped in the face by their own leaders that they put into power. Clip number 22.
I love him so much. I think he's been really a fantastic president of the United States. So I really wanted him to make a decision of a better campaign, because they were not facing the fact of what was happening. Just a little background. I've never been that impressed with his political operation.
Biden's operation.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I just haven't been. They won the White House. Bravo. Right. Mm-hmm. But so my concern was, this ain't happening, and we have to make a decision for us this to happen, and the president has to make the decision for that to happen. Let me just say, I won't say necessarily I knew what I was doing at that time. I knew what I was doing in the whole thing, not just that
show.
And
what was that?
That Donald Trump would never set foot in the White House again.
Now, in clip number 5, we have Joe Biden admitting that he was forced out of the 2024 race by top Democrats. In a Sunday interview Joe Biden admitted that he was pressured to drop out of the 2024 election race by prominent Democrat colleagues. Obviously, Nancy Pelosi was among those colleagues because she just admitted that she forced him out in that interview there. But this is clip number five.
Look, the polls we had showed that it was a neck and neck race. We'd have been down to the wire. But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races. And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic. You'd be interviewing me about why did Nancy Pelosi say, why did so? And I thought it'd be a real distraction.
Clip number six, Donald Trump says the same exact thing. Admits that this was a coup, that this was the subversion of the democratic process to elect a candidate to represent the Democrats in this race for the general election for the president of the United States. Clip number six.
The presidency was taken away from Joe Biden, and I'm no Biden fan, but I tell you what, from a constitutional standpoint, from any standpoint you look at, they took the presidency away. And people were saying he lost after the debate. He couldn't win. Well, I don't know that that's true necessarily, but whether he could win or he couldn't win, he had the right to run. And they took it away. They said they're going to use the 25th Amendment. They're going to hit you hard. Either we can do it the nice. I heard. I know exactly because I know a lot of people on the other side, believe it or not. And they said, we'll do it the nice way or we'll do it the hard way. And he said, all right. So that, I mean, they've really taken what they've done is pretty
incredible.
So
it's abundantly clear that this was a coup. This was the entire compromise of our election process, our so-called democratic process in our constitutional republic of selecting candidates to lead major parties in general elections for major offices like the president of the United States. This is a political coup that is akin to, if not worse, much worse, frankly, than the January 6th insurrection that so many committees have been formed over the course of the last 3 years, that so many ads have been made over, that so many accusations and allegations have been made over, that so many betrayals have been conducted over from the likes of Adam Kinzinger and others who have just come out and basically become Republicans in name only, Democratic talking points. I mean, there's pictures now of Adam Kinzinger just sitting pleasantly with members of The View being photographed. He's delighted to be associated with these leftist hogs, which is exactly what they are. Delighted to be associated with the entire corruption and subversion of our nation, the undermining of the interests of the American people at the highest levels from the worst people in the world, perhaps even in the history of the world. All of this over these January 6th claims. And we've literally witnessed a coup right before our eyes, all in the context of an assassination attempt on the former president, Donald J. Trump, which everybody in the world seems to have forgotten about. And there are rumors circulating that Tim Walz and his staff have been bragging about the extent to which that news is already forgotten. How quickly it is that the American people lose focus on the key points that actually matter, the key details that actually matter, like, I don't know, selecting your candidate for your party to be the candidate for the president of the United States. That seems to be pretty important. Or the fact that the deep state attempted to assassinate the former president of the United States. And if they didn't directly attempt to make this happen, they certainly stood down and watched as it happened intentionally, because all of the interests of the political class are abundantly under threat at the notion that Donald Trump will have a second term as president of the United States. So everything is being done that can be done in order to get in the way of allowing this to happen. They're willing to kill him. They're willing to imprison him. They're willing to imprison you. They're willing to kill you. They're willing to totally compromise the interests of their own base by blackmailing the rightful candidates for their own races and just appointing a better candidate who can put a sentence together, barely, but put a sentence together. I mean, I can't believe that the likes of Jesse Ventura and others actually support this woman after all that she has done and failed to do, done in order to totally compromise the authenticity of this election, and all that she has failed to do as vice president of the United States, which she was the border czar. Now she's denying that she was the border czar. But look at this. This is clip number 24. This is the mentality, the mindset of leftists who are supporting Kamala, despite the fact that every piece of evidence in the world just points to abundant corruption and downright evil, which we're going to get into. But run clip number 24.
I'm going to be selfish. A few years ago, I got the opportunity to see the United States elect its first black president. I didn't think that could ever happen. And they even reelected him. well, now I'm going to be selfish again. I've only got a few elections to go. I'm 73 years old now, so the window's closing. I want to be alive to see the first woman president of the United States of America and the first woman commander in chief, and we've got her right now.
Governor, thank you so much for sharing your views on this issue. I think a lot of people have been very interested to hear what you have said. So you are officially endorsing the Harris-Waltz ticket. Excuse me.
Yes, I want to see a woman president. It's time for a woman president. We men have screwed it up enough. And
okay, so you're going to vote for Kamala Harris just because she's a woman. That is the dumbest, most DEI BS ever. That's as dumb as not voting for her because she's a woman. Do you think that somehow women are morally superior to men? Do you think somehow that just by virtue of being women, that makes them morally more capable or more morally superior in any way, shape, or form? Smart. One thing that we need to just understand as people of the earth, as human beings, regardless of any of our other immutable characteristics, is that we are all equally capable of incompetence and evil. Regardless of whether you're black, white, female, male, whatever religion, whatever other immutable characteristic that you've been bestowed with, we are all equally capable of doing terrible things. There is no group among us who is morally superior. There's no group among us who is more or less capable than any other group of doing terrible things, of screwing up the presidency of the United States of America. So to vote for her just because she's a woman is totally stupid. And frankly, you think women haven't been in control over the course of the last thousands of years? Do you think just because it's men that are written about in history books like Alexander the Great or Julius Caesar or others, that there wasn't a woman behind those people, that there weren't women behind these people manipulating? Have you ever read the book, The Art of Seduction by Robert Greene? Brilliant book, historical analysis of how seduction has been used for thousands of years and is well documented by women in order to manipulate men in power, whether it's business power or political power, to do things like wage wars and invade. You don't think that Eva Braun was in the winter? You can do it. You've won every single war. You don't think Eva Braun was pushing him? You don't think there were women behind Stalin or Alexander the Great or Julius Caesar? What about Cleopatra, for God's sake? You think that this is going to be the first time that a woman has wielded superpowers in the context of the political campaign and war that has gone on between factions of human beings over the course of thousands of years? Give me a break. Just because she's a woman doesn't mean that we're trying something new, folks. It's not us trying something new, doing things differently. She's exactly the same as Joe Biden and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and all the other leftists who have been in power for decades and sought power for decades. She's exactly the same. The only thing is she's maybe a little bit more arrogant about it. Maybe she's a little dumber. It has nothing to do with her being a woman. She's just kind of dumb. But she's not to be underestimated, folks, and she has found a way to climb the ladder of political influence using seduction, as I just mentioned, just like women have been doing for thousands of years. And this is the fake record that they have, both of them. This is according to Trump and clip number 13 here. Trump blasts Kamala and Waltz in Bozeman. Former President Donald Trump blasted Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Waltz as phonies at his latest rally in Bozeman, Montana. Clip number 13.
So don't take my word for it. Listen, Kamala Harris's agenda straight from her own mouth. Would anybody like to see her? Let's do it for a couple of seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am radical. We need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
As President of the United States, I am prepared to get rid of the filibuster to pass a Green New Deal. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance.
Let's eliminate all of that.
But would you support changing the dietary guidelines?
Yes.
You know, the food pyramid. But people
yes.
Are
yes.
To reduce red meat specifically.
Yes, I would.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Where do you stand on defund the police?
This whole movement is about rightly saying we need to take a look at these budgets.
Harris asserted that ICE is perceived as the modern-day Ku Klux Klan.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no
Are you aware that there's a perception?
That puts ICE in the same category as the KKK. Is that what you're asking me? I see no peril.
I'm not finished.
I see none.
And yeah, I am radical. We need to get radical about what we are doing.
Absolutely unbelievable. And of course, she brags about the fact that she's going to hire so many new ICE agents right after that ad where she's compared ICE agents to the KKK. And she tries to backpedal it and walk away from it a little bit by saying, are you aware that there's a perception? By not actually making the accusation herself, but just citing the perception, she's able to make the accusation without suffering the political accountability for such an outrageous accusation. But here she is in clip number 39, admitting that this immigration situation has been a disaster, all after the fact that she has been the immigration czar, all after the fact that she still is the vice president of the United States of America, still a very influential member of this administration, being, you know, number two and all. She could go to Joe and say, look, these are the policies I want to implement. Why does she have to wait to get elected to do the right thing for America? Here's clip 39.
America has tried so many of those failed policies before, and like we all know, we're not going back. We will move forward and take on the biggest issues facing our nation. For example, the issue of immigration. So I was Attorney General of a border state. I went after the transnational gangs, the drug cartels, and human traffickers. I prosecuted them in case after case, and I won. So I know what I'm talking about. We know our immigration system is broken, and we know what it takes to fix it. Comprehensive reform that includes strong border security and an earned pathway to citizenship.
Folks, we're going to get into more details about how full of it she is and how urgent this is to undermine her campaign at every possible opportunity, every possible level until November 5th. Because it felt after June 27th like this was going to be a walk in the park because that debate performance was terrible. It felt after July 13th when this assassination attempt took place that this was going to be a walk in the park, that Trump just won the election. But the fact of the matter is, the leftists who are so brainwashed have forgotten the atrocities of this administration. They have forgotten the terrible performance on June 27th. They have forgotten the repeated failures of Kamala Harris. And they have forgotten the fact that the deep state attempted to take the life of the former president of the United States because he is the only one that is a threat to America's greatest enemy, our own fourth unchecked branch of government that is the deep state. And that's why it's more important now than ever that you support InfoWars. This is the most important election in the history of the United States of America, perhaps in the history of the world, and it cannot be won by the right candidate, by Donald Trump, if freedom of speech is not protected and the truth is not broadcast worldwide like it is on InfoWars. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Check out Vitamin C Plus Zinc with Rose Hips to enhance bioavailability, an amazing product, a flagship product of InfoWars Store. You can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And Bodies is back in stock. This product is absolutely amazing to reduce inflammation. It's helped me with my joint health so much. I highly recommend that you check it out. Not only are you investing in your health and getting great products, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now and purchasing any of our products.
I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy attempts to shut us down and the bad CRO we had here before who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host this evening, Chase Geiser. Alex Jones will be back in studio tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Make sure you tune in starting at 8 a.m. on weekdays for The American Journal, hosted by the great Harrison Smith, immediately followed by the Alex Jones Show, hosted by, of course, Alex Jones, and then The War Room, hosted by Owen Schroyer. We've got 9 hours, 10 hours a day of original content live streamed covering the news, not only what's happening now, but what's going to happen next every single day. And the more you listen, the more informed you will be and the more support we can get to stay on the air and save InfoWars and consequently save humanity. Because ultimately, that's what this broadcast is about. That's what this network is about. It's about saving humanity for those anti-humanist, depopulation, genocidal sociopaths within our own political class and the political class of the world, who seek to conglomerate all political power into one globalist new world order, new world government, for the sake of subjugating all of humanity and eradicating those humans who they deem unfit or unvaluable to their political agenda. That's what's coming if InfoWars shuts down, if Donald Trump loses this election in 2024, literally the end of the world. And if you don't believe me, just listen to this clip, 33, diabolical. Kamala Harris says that reducing population to save children during Green Agenda ran is the way to go, that population reduction is necessary. How do you, tell me, how do you reduce the population without committing a Kamala cost, Kamala? Clip number 33.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
And she walked that back later, saying that she was misunderstood or she misspoke about the depopulation, but that doesn't just come out of nowhere. You say that because of the meetings that you've had with climate change activists, with Green New Deal activists, with the types of people that were responsible for the creation, establishment, building of the Georgia Guidestones, which advocated for a population on the Earth of 500 million people, meaning that, what, 11/12 of the planet would have to be eradicated, at least 11 out of 12 people? We are talking about a political philosophy that advocates for the mass destruction, murder, and genocide of the vast majority of human beings on the planet. And all of their policies promote this and prove this, because if you look at what happens, if we eradicate so-called fossil fuels from the economy tomorrow, everybody in third world countries dies within like a year. If you look at what happens when there's an EMP attack on the United States of America, estimates from reputable studies conducted by our own government have determined that 90% of the population in the United States of America would die within 12 months if power was totally taken away from our population, if there was no electrical power whatsoever. This is the type of world that the leftists want, because they understand that the more suffering that people face, the more liberties, rights, freedoms they hand over for the sake of any relief from that suffering. They want to slow walk us into a slaughter because they are so power drunk and satanic, whether they know it or not. And not only are they satanic and power drunk, but they're abundantly stupid. Just look at clip number 12. This is a savage clip that Trump played, which is a compilation of Kamala Harris's incoherent word salads during the rally. Clip number 12.
Kamala is grossly incompetent and, in my opinion, has a very low IQ. But we'll find out about her IQ during the debate. OK, let's find out about her IQ. So, you know, we have this great system. I want to show you just one other thing, please. Do you mind putting it up, please? Thank you.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
And I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. Talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia. Russia is a bigger country. Russia is a powerful country. Russia decided to invade a smaller country called Ukraine. So basically, that's wrong.
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
The Caribbean nations, island nations, in the Western Hemisphere. That is where the Caribbean is. We are also in the Western Hemisphere. They are our neighbors. I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank. I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
Space is exciting.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
We will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together as we continue to work.
Do you ban plastic straws?
I think we should. Yes. I mean, look, I'm going to be honest. It's really difficult to drink out of a paper straw when you had, if you're just, like, if you don't gulp it down immediately, it starts to bend.
Yes.
And then, you know, the little thing catches it, and then, you know, so we got to kind of perfect that one a little bit more.
Do you know, okay, a bit of a history lesson. Do you know that women were not, the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022?
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea.
AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence.
As a woman, there's a balance to be struck between being tough and being a
I swear to God.
So if you
watching her speak is like watching the intro to 2001: A Space Odyssey. It's just babbling violence and vitriol and incoherent sociopathy. That's what Kamala Harris is. And if you don't believe that she's just dumb, and now you believe she's dumb, but maybe she's got the right character or mentality for office, then just watch clip number 42 where she brags about her power as Attorney General with the stroke of a pen, what she could accomplish in order to ruin the lives of anyone that she wanted by charging them with misdemeanors, and just extrapolate what you think this means for any right-wing, patriotic American who supported Trump up until this point. What do you think if she did this, in clip number 42, if she did this in California to her political opponents or those she saw as inferior in the state, what do you think she will do to you, who she hates more than anything in the world, mind you? She hates you, the patriotic listener of InfoWars, more than perhaps any other demographic in the entire world, more than any other section of the population of the entire planet. She hates you the most. So what do you think she's going to do to you if she's bragging like this in clip 42?
You know, the power I have as a prosecutor is that with a swipe of my pen, I can charge someone with a misdemeanor, the lowest level offense possible. And by virtue of that swipe of my pen, you will have to go to a courthouse and stand in line. You will have to come out of pocket and hire an attorney. You may get arrested for a few hours. You will be embarrassed in your community. You will miss time from coming onto the Google campus. All because with the swipe of my pen, I've charged you with a crime, which I may choose to dismiss 2 weeks later. It's an incredible amount of power.
Unbelievable how you would just wave your sword like that, how you would just brandish your political power like that to threaten and intimidate anybody in your population. I mean, this is very similar to what we've seen from the United Kingdom over the course of the last couple of weeks, especially the last week with administrators, prime ministers, other law enforcement officials coming out and just bragging about the level of prosecution, persecution, and imprisonment that will be conducted against anybody who stands up for their rights, their country, and what they believe in. This is tyrannical BS coming straight from Kamala Harris, and I can't believe that so many of our population are falling for it and supporting this person. And clip number 7, just look at what the family of slain San Francisco cop has to say as they speak out over Kamala's role in sparing the killer of their family member, this San Francisco cop, sparing the killer of their family the death penalty here. Clip number 7.
My little girl.
Isaac Espinosa.
Yay!
Young father.
Come on, Daddy. There you go!
Devoted husband.
Daddy's angel.
And San Francisco police officer. Until his end of watch, April 10th, 2004.
His captain comes over, and I'm just sitting there, and he hands me his star. I remember I walk into this room, and he still had blood here. He was laying there with his eyes closed, and I saw the blood here. And I walked over to him, and I was just like, wake up.
Just 29, Espinosa was gunned down with an AK-47 by a 21-year-old gang member. A new district attorney had just been elected in San Francisco, Kamala Harris, her first elected position. 3 days after Officer Espinosa's death, Harris held a news conference pledging to keep a campaign promise, no death penalty.
In San Francisco, it is the will, I believe, of a majority of people that the most severe crimes be met with the most severe consequences, and that life without possibility of parole is a severe consequence.
I felt like she had just taken something from us. She had just taken justice from us, from Isaac.
Did she call you?
No, she never called me. I just don't understand how or why she would. You can't even wait till he's buried. You can't even wait to talk to the family. You can't just wait and, you know, have some compassion and check in on the family.
And I'm standing there and I'm going, oh my God.
Gary Delanis, the man standing next to Harris, was the president of the San Francisco Police Officers Association at the time.
You're thinking to yourself, okay, Is she sorry that this kid died, or is this just a political opportunity? Is this just an opportunity for her to double down on the fact she's not going to pursue the death penalty? What would her motives be to do this so soon after the death?
The political blowback for Harris was enormous. At Espinosa's funeral, as Harris sat in the pews, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein indirectly rebuked the new DA for not seeking the death penalty. The hundreds of officers gave Feinstein a standing ovation.
But as far as the Harris voters are concerned, this is absolutely no problem. We're going to run clip 10 next. Watch, are people really voting for Kamala Harris? We're going to show you some man in the street footage of people being approached. Let's see if they actually support Harris, and then we'll show you another video, clip 36, in a moment of some actual Harris supporters and how maniacal they seem. But first off, let's look at clip number 10 here and see what people think.
What's up, guys? Alex Stranger here. We are out on 6th Street in Austin, Texas, asking people how they feel about a Kamala Harris presidency in order to determine whether or not there has actually been a vibe shift these past few weeks. So let's see what happens. How do you feel about Kamala Harris being president of the United States?
I'd rather kill myself than have her be the president, if being honest.
How excited are you about Kamala Harris being the president of...
I don't know.
Yeah? Why not?
Because girls are too emotional.
All right.
If they own a period one day, we might go to war.
How would you feel if you were dating somebody for 4 years and your boyfriend decided to break up with you over text message and then recommend a new partner for you?
No, I think I'd be really pissed. I don't think that's okay.
And I'm only asking this because it's kind of similar to like what the president of the United States did 2 weeks ago. And so I was wondering, like, how do you feel about the prospect of a Kamala Harris presidency?
I love Kamala Harris, and I will vote for her in 2024!
Do you think that we should repeal the 19th Amendment?
What is the 19th Amendment?
It gives women the right to vote.
Probably.
What makes you excited about Kamala Harris?
Because she is far more better than Donald Trump.
Far more better.
What do you think Make America Great Again says, though? Bring back slavery.
Yeah. How excited are you about Kamala Harris being president of the United States?
Fuck that bitch! Shit! Get out of our country! Fuck
now, this
that
next
bitch.
Clip, clip number 36, absolutely blew my mind. Let's look at what these Kamala voters have to say and just observe and let me know maybe in the last hour today when we take calls what you think of this mentality, this culture, these types of people who are based on just reason and logic and emotionless mental clarity and sanity and mental health, supporting Kamala Harris for president of the United States. Clip 36.
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
I don't want to lose my rights. Like, I'm a trans man and I'm gay and I have been pregnant and I've had an abortion before and I don't want to lose that. I'm afraid of not being able to be myself anymore because from what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this. So that's why I'm here today and that's why I'm voting blue.
What about you?
I've also been pregnant and had an abortion before. I was a minor and it would have been dangerous for me to properly, like, it would have been dangerous for me to carry a baby with, like, personal reasons and everything. I also, like, I'm very, you know,
alternative,
and I feel like if Trump were to win, I wouldn't be able to, like, express myself through my looks and everything, and wouldn't be able to have the piercings or the dyed hair or the tattoos that I want. You know, I would be able to be myself, and my dad's very pro-Trump, and I'm just very
pro-Kamala.
Pro-Kamala, yeah. I don't, you know, it's just...
Does that cause a divide at all?
Yeah, it definitely does. He thinks that Kamala's going to ruin the country, but I think that Trump would do worse, like, a lot. Like, Kamala,
oh my God, her poor father. I mean, the fact that she thinks she wouldn't even be able to have a piercing if Donald Trump was elected is just asinine. You got to keep in mind, folks, I believe that Donald Trump was the first president of the United States who actually went into office pro-gay marriage, in favor of gay people being allowed to be married or their marriages recognized by the state. And you can argue about whether or not it's a legitimate marriage on a religious standpoint, but from the perspective of the state, gays are legally allowed to be married. Now, he was the first president that went into office pro-gay marriage. When Barack Obama went into office, he thought that marriage was between a man and a woman. When Hillary Clinton was in the Senate, she said that marriage was between a man and a woman. And for some reason, the leftists are so brainwashed that they believe that the Republican Party or populism or Donald Trump himself are the antithesis of personal liberty, when every single example of leftist versus Republican, true Republican, I'm not talking about rhinos or neocons who get us into war after war, every single example of policy goes to show that Republicanism, conservatism, is actually the political philosophy of freedom. The only difference between Republican political philosophy and Democratic political philosophy, the only real difference is that Republicans have failed to win the emotional argument. Obviously, there's stark differences in the outcomes of the policies themselves, but in terms of the eyes of the voters, everything that leftists say that they want in terms of personal liberty and the ability to make decisions for themselves and freedom are policies that are far more supported by the Republican Party or true conservatism or true constitutional liberty. Leftists only seek to impede and subjugate time and time again. I mean, here's a famous example. This week, former YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki dies at 56 of lung cancer after being warned repeatedly by InfoWars, by others who tried to tell the truth on her platform and were censored, warned repeatedly that mRNA vaccines cause turbo cancer, that boosters cause turbo cancer, that the more vaccinated you are, the more likely you are to get cancer. She censors these videos for years, brags about wanting to take Alex Jones off the platform entirely, succeeds in doing so, and then dies of cancer. Maybe she should have listened to those who she censored, because listening to that advice might have saved her life. Clip number 17.
When it comes to vaccines, vaccine hesitancy, videos that cause a public health risk, where do you want to see YouTube do better?
Well, first of all, we've taken responsibility very seriously. It's been one of my top priorities. And with regard to COVID and with regard to vaccines, that has been a top priority for us. And we have a number of different ways that we address that. So first of all, we want to make sure that if there's information that violates our policies, we came up with 10 different policies around COVID. Then if that's a violation of policies, then that's something that we'll remove. We removed over a million videos associated with COVID. But we also want to make sure that we're raising up information that we think would come from trusted and authoritative sources. And we've really been able to do that.
Have you talked to the Biden administration at all about vaccine hesitancy or vaccine misinformation?
Well, we did an event actually with the Biden administration, including President Biden himself, with a number of creators, Fauci as well. And we really saw that as an opportunity to be able to help and spread the information that was coming from the administration and coming from experts to using creators and those channels to be able to distribute authoritative, trusted information.
I wonder if there's anything that you see in, you know, the way that anti-vaxxers behave on the platform, if there are any data or insights there that could be helpful to people understanding where they're coming from.
I mean, we try to understand what are the different ways that we can break through. So we talked about in this campaign that we did about getting back to the things that you love. We had people that represented all different backgrounds. We had people, like one of them was actually featuring her mom, talking about like how she was thinking about. So what we really tried to do was get not just from the experts, but also people that were not experts, but who were explaining like why did they take the vaccine? Why was that relevant for them? And what was their thought process? So, and that's a place where I believe YouTube can really shine, is having experts as well as just regular creators and people give their opinions.
Well, there you go, folks. Unfortunately, she's dead. I don't wish harm to even these evil leftists. I feel bad for her family. She should be in our prayers. But this is the death of somebody who advocated misinformation and disinformation and censorship at the highest levels of the internet in the most influential platforms that exist on the planet. And censorship kills. It leads to death, ultimately. Keep in mind, no amount of lying can cover up the truth. And censorship can only serve, whether it has good intentions or not, it can either intentionally or inadvertently silence the truth only. Because the truth will always survive in the context of lies. So you don't need censorship to eradicate the lies and let the truth shine through. Censorship is only ever used for the purpose of censoring an inconvenient truth. Minimizing an inconvenient truth. Reducing an inconvenient truth. Silencing political opposition when they raise questions or make good points or make the case or argue for the reason that your political agenda or your policies are bad or failures or unjust or corrupt or criminal, that is the only purpose of censorship. And one of the best examples of this, one of the most outstanding examples of this, despite the pandemic and all the censorship that we saw there on virtually every platform, was the fact that even Mark Zuckerberg himself, when he went on Joe Rogan, admitted that the CIA called him, called Facebook personally, and warned them about the Hunter Biden laptop story. Gave them disinformation, saying that the story was Russian misinformation, caused them to censor everything before the last election cycle. We know that it's true now. We've been reporting on this for years, that the laptop was true. We've been reporting the details of the laptop for years as well, just as I showed you at the beginning of this show. The fact of the matter is it was all real, and the corruption wasn't just example after example of Hunter Biden banging whores and using crack. It was example after example of how Hunter Biden created an investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, for the purpose of leveraging his position as the son of the Vice President of the United States to see inordinate gains in all of his investments, whether it's Metabiota, which received $23.7 million after at least $500,000 from Rosemont Seneca was invested in it, or this other corruption that we've seen come out this week and on my podcast 2 years ago and before that many times on the War Room and other platforms with this Romanian oligarch. So this level of censorship from this dead woman is an example of, whether it was intentional or not, the damage done when the truth is censored, because you don't need to censor lies in order for the truth to prevail, but you have to censor truth in order for lies to prevail. That is the disproportionate injustice of a policy of censorship. It kills, it harms, it misinforms, and it brainwashes every single time. I would take a bullet for anyone's right to say anything, even if they were advocating for communism or things that I absolutely hate. Kamala Harris should be able to do a rally and advocate for depopulation. We should fight against her advocacy for depopulation and genocide, but she should have a right to say what she wants, what she thinks. Because her right to say it is imperative, because if I censor her, if we censor her, if we censor other opponents of the interests of the American people, it will always come back around to bite us, and it will only harm the truth in the long term. And if we want humanity to live, despite this globalist subjugation and genocide and depopulation of our people, then we have to fight censorship.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones